إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in the context of reflections on treatment of spouses, another very important thing to do is to give each other space, to give each other space to allow each person to spend time with their parents, spend time with their friends, give them the space to be themselves and to indulge in their own hobbies, interests, which might not necessarily be yours. Now, this is a very important thing, because sometimes we have this, again, unreasonable expectation that each spouse must take interest in everything the other person does. It's a good thing if that can happen, obviously. But if it doesn't happen, it's not a recipe for disaster. if it doesn't happen, it just means, you know, that you are human, and that there are different things which interest you. For example, one person may be interested in painting, the other person may not be interested in painting. If you take paintings of impressionists and of that generation, you will find that there are. So if you look at impressionist paintings and modern art, for example, I mean, it's supposed to mean different things to different people. To some people, it just looks like a blob of paint accidentally dropped on a canvas. Other people might see all kinds of messages in it. So different issues of, there are so many differences in terms of interests and hobbies and tastes. And all of this in a good marriage are things that there is a space for them. Trying to overwhelm somebody, trying to dominate somebody, these are all actually signs of a marriage going bad, because aggression is expressed in many ways, and one of the ways in which aggression is expressed is when it is disguised as taking an interest or asking the other person to take an interest. So it becomes oppressive, because it's something that you really are not interested in, including, for example, you know, social lives and so on. Now, having said that, space does not mean distance. So obviously, some amount of time and must be spent together as much as possible. That is also very important. So if one person is just spending all his or her time with their own friends, and then they meet the husband and the wife, they meet on the weekend or something like that, obviously that's not acceptable. So give each other space, mental space, physical space, space in terms of interest and so on. But at the same time, make sure that there are common interests where there is a sharing of thoughts and ideas. It's important to take an interest in each other's lives, each other's professions. You may not know what the other person is doing or what that other person's profession is, and you know, the things that are important in the other person's profession, but it's possible to still take an interest in it and look at it from an outsider's perspective. And many times the outsider's perspective has a lot of value, precisely for the reason that the other person doesn't know exactly all the inner details of the profession. I think I mentioned this earlier as well. Final point on this one is to respect each other's privacy. Today in this world of SMS messages and WhatsApp messages and Facebook and whatnot, it's very common for people to take each other's phones and check the messages that the other person is getting. This is a very shameful, intrusive thing to do. Never do that. Never take your husband's phone or your wife's phone and check what messages they have received. Why would you do that? I mean, if it just shows a complete lack of trust in the other person. Very shameful thing to do. If you want to show a message to your spouse, by all means do that. Absolutely no problem. But if your spouse hasn't shown you, getting into somebody's private things, getting into and somebody and your phone is a private thing. So getting into somebody's phone and trying to see what messages they got, or getting into somebody's email and trying to see what messages they got, is very, very shameful. It's intrusion into the privacy of the other person. So give each other privacy. Giving each other privacy is a sign of respect that you have for the individual, and that is something that is very important not to violate. So give each other privacy, give each other space. Treat each other as adults, which is what you are, otherwise you shouldn't be married in the first place, and treat each other with respect, and that's also something that is very critical and important in the marriage. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to help us to have marriages that are the means of khair and barakah for everybody. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.